The deal could not have been clearer, at least by Killick standards. The Root would share its knowledge of Abeloth, and in exchange, Raynar would use the Force to help the Root restore its hive. Unfortunately, there were two big problems with the agreement. First, it would anger the Chiss, who had not forgotten the war they had fought the last time Raynar had lived among Killicks. Second, if he stayed with the Root much longer, all of the counteragents and filters aboard the Long Trek would not prevent him from becoming a joiner again. And there was only one thing in the galaxy that Raynar feared more than losing his identity to a Killick hive again. That thing was Abeloth. After a moment, Raynar nodded.
"Done," he said. "If you share all of Tharut's knowledge of Abeloth with me and my friends now, I promise to stay behind and use the Force to help the Hive re-establish itself. Agreed?"
Tharut clacked her mandibles in acceptance.
"Now you are ready to see the histories. And when you understand Abeloth, you will understand how important the Root is to the galaxy. You will want to help the Root. Even the Chiss will see that the Root must be strong."
With that, the Root turned back toward the palace interior, where Lobaka, Tekli, and C-3PO were studying the reliefs carved into the corridor wall. The Root pointed to a set of panels that depicted a trio of beings living in isolation on a mountainous forest world. One panel depicted a smiling, pale-haired woman with oval eyes. She was running through a forest in full bloom, followed by clouds of butterflies and swarms of frolicking Killicks. The next panel depicted a powerful-looking man in dark armor, marching through a lifeless forest of bare branches and barren ground. He had a craggy face and two stripes tattooed over his bald pate. The only signs of life in his forest were a toad being crushed beneath his boot and a line of Killicks chained behind him. A third panel depicted a high mountain peak that loomed over both forests, with the barren forest lying to the left side of a dividing river and the forest in bloom to the right. Looking out over the scene from the balcony of a cliffside monastery was a gaunt old man. His arms spread so that one hand was suspended above the dark aspect of the forest, and one over the luminous aspect. On the old fellow's face was such an expression of weariness and sorrow that Raynar felt his own shoulders sag, weighed down by a burden as mysterious as it was ancient. As Raynar stood contemplating the panels, a long Wookiee groan sounded behind him. Lobaka complaining that he was tired of having his time wasted and suggesting that they return to the Long Trek immediately. The Wookiee went on. They hadn't seen anything yet that concerned Abeloth or the Celestials, and he was beginning to think that the only connection between Tharut and the Celestials was the name of their anthill. Tharut asked for a translation, and C-3PO said,
"Jedi Lobaka was wondering about the connection between these fine Bururu religious panels and Abeloth."
The droid's tone grew confiding.
"I'm sorry to say he has no appreciation of art for its own sake. He seems convinced that everything you show us should have some connection to Abeloth or the Celestials."
The Root returned to Raynar and thrummed a sharp reply.
"You see, the other Jedi are not ready. They do not see what is in front of them."
Raynar wasn't sure what he saw either. Maintaining a thoughtful silence, he stepped closer to the panels and contemplated the three scenes. The luminous woman and the craggy warrior were no doubt symbols of life and death. Since the Root clearly had an understanding of the Force, perhaps the pair even represented its light and dark aspects. And that would mean that the figure in the third panel, the old man with one hand over each aspect of the forest, was a symbol of the balance. But that did nothing to explain Abeloth.